Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OliCast.com, your Northwest entertainment source. All right, so I am here with AKA Mark Bowen.
Yes, you are.
And we are at McCoy's.
I am present. I am here, alive.
Awesome.
Happy to be alive.
Me too. It's an awesome day. It's beautiful. We're outside at McCoy's.
Yes, we are.
Some people call it headquarters here.
HQ.
Yes. Right?
Very much so.
So, tell me a little bit about what you do.
What I do?
What you do.
Do you want to at all, like, specify, like bring me down into a smaller section? Because I do a lot of stuff.
I know you do. That's why. Let's just break it down into little chunks.
So, what do we want to talk about first?
Let's talk about battles, because those are coming up, and we were just kind of talking about it. Let's talk about battles.
We can talk about battles. I have a huge battle coming up in the Tri-Cities, Richland. This weekend, August 15th, I have a battle against Patch on the second biggest battle league in the whole world. It's called KOTD, King of the Dot. And I have an amazing opportunity that I am completely prepared for.
Awesome. Yep. So what do you do to prepare for a battle?
You know, I just check. I check the scene out. I check what they're doing. And then I try to get an understanding of how they go about their business, and anything that that I believe that the wires don't touch or the stairs don't completely reach the addict, I have something to say about.
Awesome.
You know.
So, how many battles have you done?
I have just started in November, even though I had a lot of freestyle battles in Olympia. I won about 15 to 20, I can't even remember, freestyle battles, which is way different than the new era where it's pre-written. And it's super different, because you would go to those battles and you would have to, like, case people. Like, these people are in the battle like they were a bank, you know? And I'm going to case these people. And you watch all the people sign up for the battle, and then you start getting an understanding how you're going to go at them, and then you get on stage and you just murk off the top of the head. And I did that for so long, and cats were just constantly, yo, when are you going to enter this new pre-written format? And back in my day, I was like, yo, if you wrote your battle, like, that was blasphemy. Like, I'd be on stage, and if anybody had something was just crazy abstract and they're hitting all these cadences, you know, you would hit them with the pen and paper in midair to let the crowd know, like, yo, come on, he's writing this, and they ain't off the top. And, you know, and that actually had a lot of leverage in the freestyle. So for a long time, like, people were like, AKA, getting this pre-written, and I wouldn't. I was done with battle rap. I was making wonderful music. I was able to use it as a catalyst to travel. And then all of a sudden, I felt this little itch. Then I was like, well, if I was going to battle, I would like to battle against SOS, because he was the only person in my freestyle battle career that ever beat me. And he beat me in a finals after I went through four MCs to get to him. And I just thought, I was a little blown away when I heard who the winner was. I was just like, oh, all right, you know what I'm saying? And it takes a lot of energy to do things like that. So
absolutely.
I had stepped away for a little bit, and then, you know, everybody was hitting me up about the pre-written, like, yo, you the God and only, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, I know the work I put in, but if I was ever going to do it, it'd have to be. And the thing is, SOS was already in the pre-written game. So I was like, yo, if I can get SOS, I would love to dive in one more time, you know,
right,
just to get my one loss back. I battled him, And a lot of people think I body bagged them in the battle rap world. That's a 3-0. You win all three rounds. And then all of a sudden, 7 months later, I'm battling on the second biggest battle rap league in the whole fucking world.
Right. That's
big. When my battle drops and they put it on their page, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of subscribers.
That's awesome.
So I'm in a really good place right now. I know this Saturday, my opponent, Patch, he's about to catch some heat waves.
So you're ready, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely ready.
Wow. So
I'm so ready, I'm already working on other opponents, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, already ready for the next one.
Yeah.
Wow. And do we know when the next one will be?
I know. You the world don't, but
no,
I know.
No, there's more happening.
Shitty guys with the name Flips, but he's Filipino, so he's used to the name Flips, and that shit was fire. But I would change it and be like, you won't see me spitting some bum name Flips, because y'all saw what Tupac did to that bum name Flip name Flips.
On the battle rap stats, how are you?
At this point, I'm undefeated.
And you've had how many? Since you started the writing stuff?
Since November. Wow. That's the thing that is crazy. It's like 8-9 months and I got 7 battles.
That's good.
You know? And like a lot of these cats been doing it forever. But I just came out and I feel like ever since that SOS battle, like I put a lot of people to test. And like I thought that was going to be my only battle. But then all of a sudden, things just got a little.
You just liked it.
I liked it. I like the money aspect of it. I like the fact that, like, I don't always feel like writing the most inspirational song on earth, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, it actually gives me a venue just to write bars, just to write act, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And I love that.
And so, you've done in MCs for MCs. Did you help start that?
I did not help start that.
Okay.
That was started by Heretic, and I think before that it was called We Out Here by SP.
Okay.
That's Rob Sproles, and then he bounced to Arizona, and I think Colin, and this is what I think happened. I'm pretty sure as soon as Rob left the town, you know, he was a legend out here. Heretic took it over, and it was 4 MCs by MCs, and he just went on a great, great run. Me and him have fucked with each other for a long time, especially because he used to actually battle back in the freestyle ages. So once I got back into the scene, you know, and he could see the passion that I had and have always have, but I just got a new passion for the pre-written, because what people don't understand, like, even though, like, back in the day I was like, man, that's blasphemy to have it written, you understand now why they do it, because you've written the maximum of each MC against an opponent, no music, you put the 2 MCs on stage with a big crowd, and what can you do?
Right.
Instead of back in the day where you had a whole bracket of maybe 20% of them are really kicking that hot shit, you know what I'm saying? And then the other 80%, and you're just sitting there like everybody out there smoking cig, just waiting for these matchups to happen, and nobody wants to watch these, you know what I'm saying? So they really solidified and got all that power into each battle, you know what I'm saying? So it's no longer brackets, it's one-on-one, and they know who they're battling, and
right.
You know they go after.
It's all concentrated.
Yeah, it's very concentrated.
Get your pockets run, it's like taking candy from a baby. Robin, son, you said I lost my touch. Well, I'm Rocky, you Tommy Guns. Beat his ass till the cops come. Run, run, it, run. Hey! But I wouldn't want to be. I'm serving hot shots. Coffee barista, mama mia, another lost diva. Tatas, pequeño, papas, fritas, hasta la vista. I'm serving complete rounds. Papa Murphy pizza. You.
I saw one. I've been to one event out in Yelm. That was a good one.
What battle was that? Who'd you see?
Pop Tiger and Mo Money.
Mo Money, MT Money.
Right. Oh, right, that was Mo Money.
Yeah, I battled MT Money here at this spot.
Did Yeah, I missed that one. I did. So tell me about your hardest battle.
My hardest battle? Damn. It's interesting because, like, I'm not sensitive like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like...
You just walk away and you're done?
Well, you know, like, there's a lot of people out there, they get their feelings hurt if people feel a certain way about their battles or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I think my hardest battle I ever had, bar for bar, like, writing for writing, Jay the Nightwing.
Yeah? Where is he from?
And it's interesting because that battle hasn't even dropped yet. It's probably about 1 or 2 weeks until that shit drops.
Yeah. Was that recent then?
It was. It was at the Foundation 2 event for the 4MCs, Blind MCs. We were the main event. I think we really put on for the people. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting when that footage drops.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we both just had so much, like, we got a lot of reaction, but I feel like we both had a lot of stuff that went over people's heads. So when the footage came out, it's going to be like, okay. But I fuck with Jay the Nightwing heavy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Good. And so...
But battle rap is not even, like, my shit. That shit is a hobby. And that's the thing is, like... And people can feel that on me. Like, I'm not out here to try to be the fucking best at battle rap. I'm out here, and if you put me against an individual, we are going to do that. And whatever you think of me after that, or in the future, or legend status, or whatever, that's neither here nor there. Like, I just enjoy having another outlet for writing, which is my favorite thing on the planet to do, other than just songwriting.
Right, no.
And I hadn't had that outlet for a while, and that shit was fucking me up, you know what I'm saying? Like, man. And you would think it was writer's block, but really, you just had some other shit you had to get out, you know? You just wanted to drop some bars, some creative stuff that could just... that didn't have nothing to do with nothing besides, like, really getting a crowd crazy, you know?
Right. That energy you get from a crowd.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Sean Ray can't hold my attention. When I listen, I'm looking for bars. Gold Expedition, I was gonna come and support anyway.
Yeah.
But Civic said hotel and expenses, so I'ma help Civic out. Call me roadside assistance. When you flow, you gotta make the most of the time allotted. I grab the microphone till it glows like it's fiber optic, a cipher holding this water to the wire tropics. Dare to compare? I suggest you err on the side of caution before you open your windpipe. Poetic justice, 4MCs by MCs, turning high noon into a low midnight. I've been tight ever since. Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. I bet the Pillsbury Doughboy got over 500 pokes on his Facebook.
So tell me some about your music.
My music. I talk about things that stand the test of time. You know, things about, like, love for your children, the understanding of the one reason why that red button hasn't been pushed by all these leaders is what we all have in common, the sense of humanity. Like, this, there is something bigger that we all are connected, and the fact that we have so many people on this planet, you know, we haven't fucked this shit up, says a lot more about what we have in common than what we don't have in common. And so I spend a lot of time on my music talking about foundational things, especially about this new album I got coming out, Cupid's Corpse. I'm like 7-8 tracks in. I got 14 different musicians. It's absolutely bonkers. My last album got an amazing reaction.
What was your last album?
It's The Heart Hurt Good.
Okay.
AKA Heart Hurt Good.
Okay.
If you haven't heard it, you should definitely rock it from track 1 to track 12.
Right.
Got amazing. I got 25360 album of the year. I got Volcano Album of the Year. Like,
where do we find it at?
You can find it at Bandcamp, aka in the Heart Hurt Goods.
Okay. Yeah. Last year, you were still playing last year. So.
No, I wasn't.
Last year, found Lake Fair? So I missed you.
Oh, Lake Fair, yeah. I think the last show we had was in August. When you're talking about AK and the Heart Hurt Goods, August at CYS for the kids.
Okay. So, the bridge, the community, the bridge thing. Mm-hmm. You're involved in that too?
I try to be.
Yeah.
That's my boy Bobby Williams, Double B, another person absolutely representing for this community and the hip hop scene. He'd be out on the road a lot, though. He's doing it. And, like, he's doing it exactly how I want to do it. I've got to do it. But right now, I'm just like, oh, you little asshole. You're on a different part of your cycle than I am, and I want to be out there right now. But
it'll get there. So, you've got an album you're working on.
Yes.
And how long till we're looking forward to that? A while?
I don't know. That's the awesome thing about not being locked under a contract. Yeah. Or not being locked under, like, some label and shit. Yeah. You know, like, we need this by this. It's like, no. Like, my creative process works how my creative process works. Like.
Right.
And right now, I can say that I feel like I upped my first project. Already, with 7 songs in, I feel like I've upped her good, and it's like,
tell me a little bit about it. I mean, hip-hop, is it?
Well, it's still a lot of instruments.
Right.
But it definitely is kind of a yin and yang to the Heart Hurt Good, because this one is more of a crime scene investigation on love.
Okay.
And so it's super interesting. Like, I'm trying to reattack everything that I attacked in Heart Hurt Good with a new understanding, with my new learnings through my journeys of life. Yeah.
Okay.
So the first one was Heart Hurt Good. This one's Cupid's Corpse. You know, like under a street lamp, bam, Cupid's Corpse. Tape investigation.
Wow. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
12 musicians, huh? Local?
I mean, like, throughout all the songs, yeah. Like, whatever made sense and needed to happen. Like, right. I've been around here for long enough where I could always find somebody spectacular in this town.
Yeah.
They will listen closely to what I'm trying to get across and absolutely deliver. So.
We do have a really good town for that. We have a cornucopia of talent to choose from, that's for sure.
And they all fuck with me, you know what I mean? I've been here for fucking 25 years, 30 years.
Wow.
No, I've been here for 30 years, you know? So
you went to school here?
Yeah.
Let's go personal. You went to school, what school?
Which ones? I mean, where you want to start?
Let's start elementary.
I went to McLean Elementary. And then I went to Jefferson Middle School my 6th grade year. We had an assembly about how we were going to split Jefferson up because there was too many kids. They built Marshall Middle School. We got to create our whole shit, you know what I'm saying? What colors or whatever. And the animal with the Marshall Mustang. So from year 7 and 8, I was a Marshall Mustang. I went to Capital High School.
Okay.
And I went to SBS for 2 years. And then I'm out here living life school.
Right.
Real Mother Teresa, if Ned Flanders was her spirit animal, is this dude for real?
Yeah.
Well, let's make it a teaching point. I'll pop up in his face like seeds in a joint. When my speech is deployed, I'll seek and destroy. Let me speak to this boy. O-Town to Tri-Cities. Tri-Cities to O-Town over and back. I stay killing MCs in the future. No matter how many times I go over the pass, I walk up and take Sean's Ray-Bans. If eye contact, it'll get Sean Ray-Bans. High noon, you ain't even considered top 10. That's a dead man walking. Now we talking about Sean's pen. You can die here, or you can die here. There is no special options. 4 MCs by MCs, that's special ops, Sean.
Bars.
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 kick it fly like this. I don't wear a watch because I decide what time it is. You know what time it is. When AKA start the bomb, heretic sticking for his cheese and pee. Arms of Sean, get it through the cheese, pee, Armachon, Parmachon, too smart, it's wrong.
Damn.
What, that's far-fetched as Star Trek? Fuck that, that's the best bar. Besides, what's it look like him telling me that was a stretch mark? I beg your pardon?
Oh shit! Yeah, could you repeat
that? That's why I have to off Sean at Ray's Golden Line, because we have yet to see Sean Ray with the Golden Line. O-L-Y.
Woo!
God. Ain't a man alive that can stand and I shine. My name's AKA. You can't say your name without saying mine. Time!
So, what influences your music?
My dad, number one, he was like a drumline drummer and like a full blown crazy pianist, and he sings. Like when in 1981 he won the United States Army Services, whether it was Marines, Navy, everything, like he won that whole talent contest. Him and his band, they were called Just Us. Or Justice or Just Us. And they won the whole thing, got the award from Ed McMahon and everything. It was like a full platinum statue like this. So she was like 30 pounds. Like, it's just so heavy, you know?
Awesome.
My mom used to tell me how I ran up on the stage, like, during one of their performances, and, like, they just kept going and shit like that. But they didn't have no pictures, but they had pictures of him performing stuff. My dad, I got a lot of b-boy in me, like, breakdancing, b-boying, like, letting my body free, you know what I'm saying? So, a lot of soul funk. A lot of soul funk. I can't even go off on that. And then third, I mean, this is all other than hip hop music.
Right.
But third is bluegrass. I really am into bluegrass music. It's like bluegrass is like a meeting of halfway, like. Every single time I'm in a scenario like that where somebody's just strumming some bluegrass, I'm just like, yeah, I'm with you. I don't even care who it is. I'm just like, yeah, I'm with you right now.
Awesome.
I feel that. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, music. I mean, we all have different
people
tastes.
Can hear that in my music. They can hear my dad. They can hear that bluegrass. They can hear it all. I'm definitely feel like I'm different, for sure.
So, personal life, you're coaching.
Mm-hmm.
You're coaching football.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you digging that?
Are you kidding? 7 to 9 year olds.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I have an absolutely phenomenal team full of phenomenal personalities, and I could not be more happier.
Good.
And, you know, it was a bucket list thing for me, but I don't know.
It's pretty fulfilling.
I talked to a lot of people. They were just like, yo, my boy turns 7 next year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I might do this for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, coach is one of the best labels I've ever had in my life.
Huh. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's totally fulfilling. I hear
mm-hmm.
you. I got to be coached.
I wish I could go more into my individual players because they're all knuckleheads.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put kids, or I don't want to name kids and stuff like that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, man, I love my team.
That's awesome. You can see it. You can, I can mm-hmm. definitely see it, that it's something that is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, plans. Keeping battling, keeping doing your music.
Battling is not the priority.
No? What's your priority?
At all. I think I have a couple more. Like, life and music is cycles. Like, it's just gone in cycles. Like, Hostalion for me, Sound of Silence, Heart Her Good. Like, you just keep creating these whole things, and then you head out on tour and use it as a catalyst to be able to travel, especially in my life. Like, I'd never had the money to be able to travel or do anything awesome like that, you know. So I just have these cycles, and I'm able to travel and have the best times of my life, like dancing with people I've never ever met before. Yeah. People like absolutely feeling the words of absolute love, you know. And if I continue to have these cycles, which I think I can, and which I have the networking to completely do that easily, I think I'll be done with about 6-7 tours.
Wow.
And just travel as much as I can, and when I'm finally on my deathbed, I can, like, you know, I sang with and I dance with so many people.
Oh yeah, we can't all say that.
Music is so huge for me.
So you've been on tour with the AKA or the?
Yeah, yeah. I've had a couple tours.
Yeah, how far have you gone?
All of them have been West Coast tours. And the first one was 14, and the second one was 12 cities.
Wow.
But they're just, so amazing. And I do. I want to keep moving. I want to keep moving towards the east, and that's why I have more and more plans.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. We look forward to it.
And I mean, you know, like, I'm getting amazing responses everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So I know it's just only work to get to a spot where I can just wake up, check my email, and I don't need tons of money. I don't. It's just like, yo, I'll fly you out, put you in a hotel, give you a little bit of scratch, and then fly you back home the next day. Like, if I can have that, game over. Just to visit and meet new people and be all around the world. Like, honestly. I've never had the opportunity to travel like all the kids that were around me when I was growing up. And now I do.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I hope you do, for sure. I think that's all. Oh, well, no. I have to ask, if you could battle anyone in the whole world, what would it be? Who would it be?
God damn.
Anyone.
That's fucking an amazing question. I'm gonna ask that on the AHAP page tonight. If you can battle anybody in the whole world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna give you an answer that is not gonna be satisfying to you, but you have to understand, I don't like putting the cart in front of the horse.
Okay.
So the person I wanna battle most is my next battle, Patch.
Okay.
All right. This Saturday.
Okay.
Second biggest league. It's going to be posted on that. Hundreds of thousands of subscribers. I want to make sure that I'll have shit down. KOTD. King of the Dot.
Thank you. King of the Dot. And then it'll be on the RNC's page also.
Yes.
As well.
All of it. All
right. So we'll go look them up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ain't a man alive that can stand and I shine. My name's AKA. You can't say your name without saying mine. Time.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with HolyCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local.